Here's what we know as of this recording. Iranian state media, specifically the semi-official Fars news agency, reported that explosions were heard near Karg Island in the Persian Gulf early Saturday. Karg Island handles somewhere between 90 and 95% of Iran's crude oil exports. It is, functionally, the arterial valve of the Iranian economy. Iranian media are attributing the strikes to 4 U.S. missiles. The United States government has not confirmed this. The Iranian government has not officially confirmed it either. What we have is a report, reverberating silence and oil markets that are paying very close attention.
The silence from both governments is doing a lot of work here. When a government doesn't deny a military strike, that's often a deliberate choice. The U.S. has historically used ambiguity as a tool in the Gulf. It preserves deniability. It allows both sides to calibrate their response without locking themselves into a public position. But the ambiguity cuts both ways. Iranian hardliners will use this moment regardless of whether Washington confirms it, because the domestic political pressure to respond is intense.
Let's talk about the energy market implications for a moment, because they're substantial. Karg Island isn't a target you hit symbolically, it is Iran's financial lifeline. Iran exports roughly 1.5 million barrels per day, and the vast majority of that flows through Karg. Even a partial disruption ripples immediately into Brent crude pricing. We were already seeing S&P futures down about 32 points this morning, roughly 0.4%, and energy sector volatility is a significant driver of that.
What makes this geopolitically complicated is the timing. The Iran nuclear file has been in a strange suspended state for months. There have been back-channel conversations about a partial deal, nothing public, nothing confirmed. A kinetic strike on Iran's primary oil export infrastructure, if confirmed, doesn't just complicate those conversations, it ends them for the foreseeable future. You don't return to a negotiating table immediately after your tanker gets hit.
And the precedent question matters enormously here. Striking a commercial tanker, even one tied to a sanctioned state, is a different category of military action than striking a weapons depot or a proxy militia position. Maritime commercial infrastructure has historically carried a different legal and diplomatic weight. If U.S. missiles hit a tanker near Karg, that's a signal about how far Washington is willing to push, and every actor in the region is reading that signal right now.
I'd also flag the Strait of Hormuz angle. About 21% of global oil supply passes through that choke point. Iran's most consistent deterrent threat, going back years, has been to mine or block the strait in the event of direct conflict. If Tehran concludes that this strike was deliberate U.S. action, that threat moves from rhetorical to operationally relevant very quickly.
The story is moving fast, and we'll update our coverage as governments make official statements. But even in the fog of this morning's reporting, the contours of what this means are already visible. Energy markets are pricing in risk, and diplomatic backchannels that were already strained are now under genuine pressure.
That Strait of Hormuz risk, the idea of a choke on 21% of global oil supply, is exactly the backdrop against which you have to understand this week's other major energy-adjacent story. The U.S.-Canada tariff fight, where the commodity stakes are also enormous, just in a completely different direction.